You mentioned in yesterday's gospel that St. John the Baptist is somebody who, of course, comes, he's dressed in camel's hair, he eats locusts, and he's proclaiming the coming of the one who is mightier than he. And he's not somebody who you would probably invite to a dinner party or somebody you just hang out with. On the other hand, what we see in the gospel today is that Jesus is somebody who would hang out with tax collectors and sinners, of course, calling them to repent in their life and to follow him. But he is somebody you probably would invite to a dinner party or you would want. And yet we see that the crowds have very differing opinions of both John the Baptist and of Jesus. There's that old expression that says, he or she marches to the beat of a different drum. Sometimes we say the beat of their own drum, but in this case, the beat of a different drum. And I think we could say that something like St. John the Baptist, and especially for Jesus, is exactly right. And it's for us, as we hear this beat or this drum beat, this rhythm, is for us to get in step with it. And of course, is, I think our journey of Advent is getting in step or in sync with the life of Jesus. But we see that I think there's probably two things that keep us from that. One, what's pointed out in the gospel today, is that our own judgments and our own opinions kind of blind us to God's work in our life or to his presence in our life. So the children played a fast tune song that nobody wanted to dance. They played a sad song and nobody wanted to cry. And so they're looking at John the Baptist and they're saying, well, here, this guy is strange. He fasts, he's out in the wilderness, he does all this, you know, he must be possessed. So if you look at Jesus and he drinks and so on and so forth, he must be a drunkard and so on and so forth. And so their own opinions and judgments kind of blind them to God's work in their life. And the same thing can happen with us. Our own opinion and judgments can kind of help us, can blind us from seeing how the Lord is working. And say, well, we expect it to be this way, or God should do it this way. And instead, we're not very open to how God is operating. And so we're dancing or we're marching to the beat of a different drum. But perhaps even worse than that, and maybe it doesn't affect us, but we see it around, is simply the refusal to dance, the refusal to respond to this call to follow the Lord. We could also express it as indifference. Kind of reminds me sort of those middle school dances, you know, where the music's playing, but everybody's standing around, and I was one of them. I was too self-conscious and too proud to go out there and dance. But everybody's sitting around, and those people who are dancing, you're looking at them and saying, well, I don't know if I want to do that. I think it was Bishop Barron who kind of described hell as being this swirling dance that's going around, but I'm sitting in the corner, you know, with my arms crossed, and I don't want to get involved. And like, hell is kind of like that. Or we don't like it when there's somebody when we're sort of in a down mood and there's somebody who's very happy and joyful comes around, or like we get kind of prickly because of that. The same thing is that if we hear the beat and we just say, well, I don't want to get involved at all, then we simply are indifferent or we refuse to walk. But the Lord tells us, especially in the first reading, if we follow his commandments, then we will prosper. If we get our life in sync with the Lord, and we allow him to be the one who sets the tone or the beat, then we will be fruitful in our life, and we will become to be more like Christ, and to dance to his tune.